and they get two good lucky chances, and that's really the difference.
Well, I think when you concede so early in a game, you put yourself on the back foot straight away. Well, you shoot yourself on the foot, if you want to call it that. We've prepared well all last week for the game, and we knew their strengths, and I think that showed in the first half especially. It was pretty even game after they scored. We worked ourselves into the game, passed the ball well in the first half, I thought. Second half then, they get their second goal, and then with the man sending off, McDee getting sent off, that really killed it for us. And it's hard when you're playing against a team with good quality and they pass the ball well and they're all good footballers. You make it hard for yourself. So credit to them, but the boys put in a shift, and obviously we'll have to dust ourselves down going on the next week now.
Very harsh yellow card, the second one for Connor.
I thought so. I think that's European football for you. I think like there was a few in the game where maybe you just go down, you get a free kick, and the guys come across him, and they've just collided together. There's no intent in it, and personally, I didn't think it was a yellow, but look, it is what it is, and you have to deal with it. So that's it.
When you come on at the break, obvious disappointment. What's Kenny saying?
We were, as I say, we shot ourselves in the foot conceding so early, but we've worked ourselves back into the game. So you're coming out like thinking, right, we've got a chance here, and he's just told us to stay solid and we'll get a chance. And I think we actually came out in the second half and we done well for the first 10, 15 minutes, and then they got their foothold again whenever they got the second goal. But up until then, I think obviously they were a good side and they moved the ball well, but in terms of like final moments or big moments in the game, it was pretty even up until they got their second goal.
How do you plan for next week?
I think obviously we just look at the game, we'll probably watch the game back, see what we can work on. I think there was a lot of basic errors that can be removed from tonight, and we'll have to remove them for next week if we want to get anything out there. So we'll look at it, and I'm sure all the boys will be looking forward to going out there and trying to put in another hard shift. And if we remove the basic errors and stay solid again, I think at times tonight we showed that we can match them passing the ball. And I think from a personal point of view, and a few of the other boys, I think we need to test the keeper a bit more whenever we get in the final third. Be more patient in the final third, and I think we're all right going into the middle, and then when we get in there, just don't panic and play your football in their half, and chances will come.
It's a different level of football. It's a different style of refereeing. How do you compare it to your bread and butter games in the league?
It's completely different. It's a lot more patient. There's a lot more build up play. There's a lot more. There's more brains involved, if you want to call it that. You see them boys, they're all footballers, they all have a football brain, there's movement, there's smart movements off the ball and on the ball, and that's a standard. And when you go into European games, it's not just them, there's a load of other teams that have that quality. We've seen it last year, we've seen it this year. In our league, it's a bit more, it's back to front a bit more, and there's a lot more second balls and stuff like that. And these types of games, it's really important to keep the ball and be patient and not give a ball away, because I think when you do give the ball away, basic errors, these teams punish you.